Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Are we on planet Earth alone? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There was an article that was on the web. It was put out by The Blaze. And if you know anything about the history of TheBlaze.com, you know that Glenn Beck, who happens to be a Latter-day Saint, a fairly recent convert. How long do you think it's been now, Eric? Probably about 10 years
that
he's been
a
convert to Mormonism. Well, anyway, there was an article posted on their website that, under the science section, that said, study, there are 8.8 billion Earth-size just right planets. Now, as soon as I saw the title to that, and then I saw where it came from, I thought, I wonder if perhaps the Mormon influence at TheBlaze.com posted this article, seeing it as some kind of vindication for Mormon doctrine and, of course, the legitimacy of Joseph Smith as a prophet of God. Now, we do know that Mormon leaders have taught that there is, in fact, life on other worlds. In fact, we're going to read some of those to you. I would say a lot of those quotes come from Joseph Fielding Smith, who was the 10th president of the Mormon Church. It's interesting to note that in 2014, Mormons are going to be studying a new manual called Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith. Mm-hmm. I don't think too much of that manual dealt with this subject at all, but it is fascinating to know that Joseph Fielding Smith did in fact believe that there were other Earths that were inhabited by human-like people.
He said this in a general conference in April of 1968, there are many worlds that have passed through the same experience that we are going through. He, referring to Heavenly Father, has had sons and daughters on other Earths, where they have had the same privileges and the same opportunities to serve him and the same commandments that we have been given to us, that have been given to us.
So what he's saying is just as we have humans living on this earth that are commanded to do certain things and believe certain things, like Mormons are led to believe, that those are the same requirements that are going to be given to those that are on these other worlds. He also, in his book, Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 1, page 62, says that many Earths inhabited by our brothers and sisters.
Many Earths inhabited by our brothers and sisters. We are not the only people that the Lord has created. We have brothers and sisters on other Earths. They look like us because they, too, are the children of God and were created in His image, for they are also His offspring. His great work is to create Earths and people them with His children, who are called upon to pass through the mortal probation like unto this.
Here again, he's trying to imply, well, he's not implying, he's being very explicit, yeah, that these other worlds, these Earths, are inhabited by, in fact, our brothers and sisters. This is not just an idea that was unique to Joseph Fielding Smith. We have Neil Maxwell in his Ensign article, The Wondrous Restoration, in April of 2003, Ensign, page 33, how many planets are there with people on them? We don't know. There appear to be none in our own solar system, but we are not alone in the universe. We see the universe differently and correctly. God is not the God of only one planet. Now, when you go through this article, though, that was published on TheBlaze.com, it sounds, as soon as I read it, I thought, oh, so Mormons are going to really look at that and go, wow, this is proof that Joseph Smith was a true prophet. And in fact, when I went through the comments, I didn't have to scroll down too terribly far. And what did I find? I found a statement by a man by the name of Jacob Malachi, who wrote this: the prophet Joseph Smith was told in the 19th century by the Lord that there are populated planets beyond number. Scientists ridiculed this revelation until just a few years ago, and detractors of the prophet have used his revelation as proof that he was not a true prophet of God. Science now says that there are 8 billion inhabitable planets in our galaxy, and that there are millions of galaxies. I am thankful that God leads and guides us through prophets in these latter days. Again, these are just estimates. This is just surmisings. But what does the article really have to say about that? It does say that these are Earth-sized, just right planets. We use a word, it's the anthropic principle,
right,
which implies that the Earth has to be a certain size and in a certain position and a certain way in order for life to be able to live on it.
That's a cosmological argument, if you want to get specific, and even more specific, teleological argument, which is the fine-tuning of the universe. It is so precise that even taking something off 1 degree could have affected the ability for us to have life. So the anthropic principle is a great idea to show somebody how well designed, the intelligent designer behind this universe.
Well, wouldn't you say, though, Eric, that even though these are Earth-sized planets and they think they could be inhabitable, it doesn't necessarily prove they are. And if they aren't, how is a Mormon going to get all excited about this? I mean, so what if there's these Earth-sized planets out there that probably could, we estimate, quite possibly, it almost sounds like we're going on a Book of Mormon lands tour here. It could be, maybe, could be. But if they don't have other life forms, how does that prove Mormonism? And even if they did have life forms, let's say they were humans, does that really prove Mormonism? I wouldn't think it necessarily would. It sounds like at this point that it might be a feather in the cap for Mormons, but does it really prove Mormonism?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a leap. It's a huge leap of faith to say that because there are 8.8 billion Earth-sized planets out there, that therefore people can progress to go to one of those. That there's no evidence whatsoever.
Well, there were some statements in here that kind of, it sounds really great at the beginning of the article, but as you keep on reading the article, it goes, oh, okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense. There was this Kepler Science Conference, and I assume this Kepler was named after the telescope that was named after a scientist. Scientists at a Kepler Science Conference Monday said they have found 833 new candidate planets with the space telescope, bringing the total of planets they've spotted to 3,538. But most aren't candidates for life.
In fact, they only identified 10 that are about the Earth size, circling sun-like stars, and are in the habitable zone. And there could be many, many others, but you take that down, and that's just not very many planets that are able to have life the way we have life.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to get across is if a Mormon comes up to you and says, hey, did you hear that we know that there's 8.8 billion Earth-sized just right planets, and that proves Joseph Smith to be a prophet of God. I don't know if I would get all that excited about that. I mean, now, if they were to find perhaps that when they send satellites out there and they photograph the inhabitants, quote unquote, of these planets, and maybe they find that there's wards all over the place, chapel buildings with no crosses, maybe you might say they've got something going there. But I don't know if I'm going to get all excited about this at this point.
But see, I mean, as you've read, I mean, it might not be in our own solar system where these worlds are. So this is in our system, in our universe here, but who knows how many universes. But you can believe whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And without any evidence, it's just a complete faith movement. There's nothing scientific about it that would be able to support the Mormon idea that when you die, you have a chance to go to your own world.
Yeah, the article points out that the closest Earth-sized planet that is in the inhabitable, that is in the, that's a hard word to say, in the habitable temperature zone and circles a sun-like star is probably within 70 trillion miles of Earth.
Wow.
70 trillion miles.
That's, that you can't fathom that.
I mean, 70 trillion, we never even talked trillions until just about 5 years ago when we started looking at the debt. That's a whole nother issue. I don't know. I can see a Mormon, like, and this person here, Jacob Malachi, getting all excited and say, see, this proves the prophet Joseph Smith. Well, I think there's a lot more things we have to consider also up until that point. And the fact is that we have a lot of inconsistencies with the story of Joseph Smith in other areas that would certainly show that Joseph Smith is not a prophet.
Well, you had mentioned earlier, too, what if a Latter-day Saint came to you and said, maybe this is evidence for showing Joseph Smith to be a true prophet, as we've read from the quotes. But wait a minute here. Okay, there are all these Earth-sized planets that possibly you could go to. What are the requirements in Mormonism for a person to be able to get to one of those? And we know that of the 15 million Mormons that are out there today, it's been estimated only about a quarter are even faithful. And are they even good enough? And it goes right back to this impossible gospel that we like to really stress, the idea that really there's nobody who's living a celestial law to be able to end up on their own world to be with their family.
Yeah, what would be the need of all these billions and billions of stars unless that was one of the rewards for celestial exaltation? Which we know that Mormon leaders have taught that, but how can a Mormon get excited about that now, thinking, oh, see, there's all these worlds out there that will take human beings, which shows that when we become gods, we can get our own world. Whoa, wait a minute. Someone didn't get the memo here. The Mormon Church is saying they don't believe that anymore. They're saying they don't believe in planets, getting planets, even though they've got manuals out there right now that talk about Earths and worlds. It seems like such a mixed message that's out there. They're telling their people one thing, they're getting excited about an article like this, and at the same time, they're telling the general public, well, we don't believe that we're going to get planets in the next life. Well, then why would you have 8.8 billion Earth-sized, just right planets out there? Why get excited about that at all, then? Are we really going to believe that Elohim is the one that's populating all these worlds? He's only one among many gods.
That's a whole, yeah, and a whole new can of worms.
I mean, this can go just about anywhere. I don't know. I'm just not all that excited about it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Latter-day Saints like Jacob here that think that this is really proof that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. But at this point, I'm certainly not excited, and I don't think a lot of people should be.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.